Yeah, the easy beats, they summed it up, didn't they? Monday, we have Friday on our mind. Friday. We are there now, ladies and gentlemen. Well done. Welcome to the Run Home with Joel and Sats today. All thanks to Hyundai. The Hyundai Tucson Turbo Diesel is in stock now. And we welcome our listeners, however you're dialing in, 1170 SEN in Sydney. This is the roll call check. 1620 SEN on the Gold Coast check. And a special welcome to those on 693 SENQ. We welcome you aboard. Those listening on the SEN app, wherever you are listening through the SEN app, we welcome you aboard. Download the SEN app if you haven't got it. Always handy to have. If you travel out of your regular listening area, you know where to get SEN. That's the way to do that. Maybe you're listening belatedly through the podcast. Either way, we say hello to you. You make the show, remember. A very, very loose rundown here on the Run Home. Call 1300 01 1170. Text 0457 736 736. Twitter at Joel Fletch SEN. We are on Twitter, TikTok and Instagram. Coming up on the show, well, we're going to review the Roosters' win over the Broncos last night. Where are they at, the Roosters? Are they legitimate? Confessions Friday. Now, we don't want you to charge into a weekend having something on your mind. So this is the place where your apology line. Just get on there. I've got a massive confession to make, which could make me un-Australian. So jump on the call line, 1300 01 1170. Cleanse your soul ahead of a massive weekend. And we'll also break down the civil war we have at SEN internally. It has just blown up. It has blown up over the last 48 hours. Esquire's Smith, Esquire, that's right.
Alexander.
Brandy Alexander. Plus, we're still yet to award our call of the week. They will receive two limited edition MG3 wedge packs from TaylorMade Golf, featuring raw face micro ribs engineered for added face texture to deliver spin around the greens. Now, that means nothing to the non-golfers, but it means heaps to the golfers, and it's worth the tune of about $600. But my co-pilot this afternoon, the very esteemed Scotty Sattler, who's in the chair. Sats, how are you, mate?
Sugar. And Marcus and also Tommy Two Phones. Glad to be here again. Yeah, yeah, I've got to say, the Friday confessions have made me during the week between Friday and Friday.
Yeah.
Just think of things throughout my life where I've got to get off my chest. Yes. I'm going to get off one today that only a few of my friends knew about when I went to school in year 12. I went to a boarding school in Brisbane. Yes. So I'll disclose that very soon. In relation to the fight that we've got going on internally at the moment between two of the greats.
Oh.
Now, the King of the West, Greg Alexander,
yep.
Brandy, Gecko,
yep.
as he's known,
yep.
up against the GOAT,
oh.
Cam.
Oh.
Now, one of my colleagues from Sports Day throughout the week, Woogie,
yes.
talking to him today, and he said he
talking
was
to...
talking to Woogie today,
yes.
and we're talking about this very situation yes. that we're faced with internally, and they can't be in the same room together, so...
No.
How do we get through this? And so he's come up with an idea. He wants both of them in budgie smugglers.
Yes.
Oiled up.
Yep.
With a what's the
Oh yeah. Not the pellet guns,
the skirmish gun.
Oh, the
medieval
super soaker. No, jousting sticks.
Jousting sticks.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he wants it on a set of, remember that show back in the 90s, It's a Knockout?
Please say It's a Knockout, you did. Yeah, thank you.
He wants to see the GOAT
yep.
versus Brandy
yep.
in an It's a Knockout kind of a Australian ninja type
I like that.
Environment.
I like that.
Yeah.
They're both super fit still. I know that Cam hasn't been so long retired, but Brandy's certainly super fit. He actually, I mean, this is one thing that gets on my goat a little bit about Brandy, who, if you've ever, well, most people have been to Canberra. It's compulsory stopping at Sutton's Forest,
yes.
right? And you just order up at Macca's. Mm. You don't have to put the blinker on the car or do it yourself. Brandy gets a junior burger. That's about it. You can't just do that, can you?
Well, Brandy's looked like he hasn't eaten since he's retired.
Yeah.
Like he's very frail, Brandy. He's got to get a good feed in his guts.
Yeah. But this is going to be, so for those who have missed it, we're going to catch up with this after 4 o'clock. Brandy just sort of loosely with Vossi just threw out a whack and went to the Melbourne Storm. And with hands and fingers spread, capturing it on the absolute chest, was Cameron Smith.
Yeah.
Now, he could have just thrown it out if the game was going to finish. Throw it over the sideline, walk up. No. It was a kicking duel. He went spiraling, kicked back. And then you thought, okay, well, that's the end of the section. Brandy's been hanging around Matt Burton, and he just latched onto the biggest torpedo you've ever seen.
Mm.
So, ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening to Brandy and Vossi on Monday morning, it is must listening.
Because Cam's on, of
course. Cam's
every
on.
Monday morning.
John's on. And the great Brandy as well. It's going to be fascinating.
Do you reckon there's a phone call that has occurred between Brandy and Cam over the next 3 days? Do you reckon there's a phone call that comes from one of them?
Hadn't thought about that.
I don't think it'd be Cam, because Cam very rarely uses his phone.
Yeah.
And he very rarely answers his phone.
Yeah.
Tommy, as he points to me, is from first-hand experience. But Brandy, on the other hand, I feel as though Brandy, he'd get on the front foot and say, Cam, we need to thrash this out.
Yeah, but what you sort of remiss to pick up here, Sats, a lot of champions, right? Mm. The reason they're champions is because they're unwavering in their actions. They're so competitive, they've got to win. So you know what? I don't reckon there has been a call.
Do you reckon there's going to be standoff?
Mate, the fact Brandy was so so well-researched, Cam will be just feverishly researching in retort to that. It's game on, and it's happening Monday. Vossie will have it covered. He'll be the adjudicator.
Or the antagonizer.
Or the antagonizer. Matthew Johns.
He'll be the antagonizer,
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, he'll be poking bears left, right, and centre. Yeah. So looking forward to that. Anyway, have your say. Look, early start, Confession Friday, 1300 01 1170. Just before we do so, get to Pedro the Rooster. Marco, how are you, mate? So Mark's panelling here today.
Hello, Howard Dan. There we are.
And you're here for the journey. We've got the big call, which is the Storm taking the Titan. You think, oh, okay, Storm, yeah. It is a big game. Melbourne Storm need to pronounce themselves. I've been saying all week, ignore what's being picked. I think Munster will play fullback. I reckon that'll be the case.
Absolutely.
They need to do that. Mm. Phones of the two variety.
Joel, Sats, Mark, listeners, great to be here.
Oh, of course it is.
After a Roosters win. Go to the weekend with a spring in your step when your team wins on a Thursday night.
So were you happy with the overall performance, Thomas?
Overall performance, yeah, happy. Yep. Luke Currie's best game in, I think, 18 months.
Yeah.
Unreal last night. Mm.
Okay, well, we're going to talk about that game a little bit later on. I'm going to launch into what a shocking look. A massive virtual final, Roosters taking the Broncos, and you see nothing but blue chairs in the background.
Terrific,
isn't it? It's shocking. Mm. I've always said we need to invest Redfern Oval, get it up to 12, 14, whatever it is, and just pack the joint every Thursday.
If you're a Roosters fan, you really just need a stadium that holds 6 or 7.
Yep.
Just 6 or 7,000 seat stadium. You may pack it in.
What about the final round Roosters Rabbits? That will be a sellout. They'll get 40,000 there at the new SFS.
And there'll be 38,000 of them will be Bunnies fans.
Tommy, you do know that there is an infinite amount of diamonds out there, right? But companies like De Beers, they've held it all back, right? They've held it all back to create a thing called scarcity.
Yeah.
So if you had every Thursday night Redfern Oval with 12,000 people, right? Forget about parking. It's right near the train line, 6 to go play on. And whether the Roosters play there, the Dragons play there, whoever it is, who cares? And every Thursday night, a lot of finance people go out on Thursday night. You knock off work, you charge on the train, 2 stops, you get the Redfern, off you go. It's a sellout. You've got to book well in advance. Scarcity's going to play a part. It would be awesome.
But why would Roosters want to play at Redfern? That's the Rabbitohs.
No, but it's an NRL directive where they go, you know what, we own this venue, and every Thursday there's a game here. Roosters, you're playing this amount of games. Tigers, you're playing this amount of games. But every Thursday, people of Sydney get conditioned, which we've never done, right? Melbourne get conditioned to, you know, trotting off to the games. But every single Thursday, you get conditioned to jump off the train at Redfern and just sell the joint out.
Yeah, I think there's a couple of reasons. Matty and Dave, Riccio and Joey were speaking about this morning. Rugby league, it is a great TV event. It's
well, that would add to that, right?
The TV. But also, let's be real, the SCG, with all its history, with all its honour, with all its, you know, gravitas, it's a terrible ground to watch rugby league.
Yeah, but phones,
from every single vantage point, it is a terrible ground to watch rugby league. Cricket, tick. AFL, yeah. Tick. Rugby league, no.
But duplicate phones, let me tell you this. So it'll all be fired up, right? So we'll get this new stadium. That's all well and good. In 3 years' time, Roosters are playing the Broncos, and guess what? There's also 12,000 people at a brand new stadium.
I'll be one of those 12,000.
Yeah, but it's rat's ass, mate. It looks so bad.
Pardon?
Was it cold?
I had a family dinner,
oh,
so I couldn't go.
Okay, yeah, right, yeah, yeah.
It looks awful. Honestly, it kills our game.
It does look awful, but, I mean, look, do you want to go to Leichhardt Oval? That needs a refurbishment.
No,
that
I don't want to
get
to Leichhardt. Look, I'm a West Tigers man, and I'm come from the Balmain side of things. It's time to move on. We need to get ourselves to Campbelltown. We're at Arthur and Martha, and we're jumping around. Just get out to Campbelltown, own that. If you want to have 2 games a year at Leichhardt Oval, sell it out, play on. But we need to be at those grounds. These big stadiums, it looks ridiculous.
But they just spent all that money on the new Allianz, so you can't expect them to move now.
Allianz is not for rugby league. Allianz is for concerts, for soccer, for rugby.
But Roosters will play, hopefully, 12 to 15 games there each year. So do you just expect them not to play any games there in the future?
I wouldn't love them to play 12
really?
15. Why? This play is what you get. You play a blockbuster against the that's a Broncos blockbuster. Oh. Look at this. So we're seeing a replay. Adam Reynolds converts, and there is any number of blue seats. It doesn't matter if it's the SCG or the new stadium.
How long it's been going on? When the great Martin Chariots of Fire came over and played for the Roosters, scored at the southern end of the Sydney Football Stadium, and he did the whole everyone get up off their chairs with both his arms. He was doing to no one at the southern end.
Yeah. But Sats, I remember going to the English Premier League, right? And Mark will endorse this. And in fact, I'd love to know about the Scottish crowds. I went and saw Fulham play somebody, and I reckon the crowd was about capacity 11,000. Mm. And it was absolutely humming. It's okay. We aren't bloody Manchester United. We aren't, over there at the Las Vegas Raiders. We are what we are, and we have been what we have been for a long, long time. But we still have this delusion. They call it ideas of grandeur, that we just go and own what you own. It's so freaking moronic.
I get that. But during it's first and foremost, it's made to host sporting events, the Allianz Stadium. So during the winter, majority of that year, it's going to rotate between the Sydney Roosters and the New South Wales Waratahs.
Yeah.
And in the summer, you've got the Sydney FC playing however many games there. So do you just expect it to be barren?
What I expected is...
Because there's not that many concerts going on throughout the year.
No, that's right. But first and foremost, it's not really rugby league's problem. What Allianz isn't owned by rugby league, right? So, but if I'm the rugby league and I'm thinking about my product and crowd, I'm doing every bit I can to make as many doubleheaders there. Because having more vacant seats than filled seats is a shocking look for the game.
One of the best things I went to was 2013 finals week one.
Yep.
They played a doubleheader on the Saturday. The first game was the Cowboy Sharks. That's when it was that infamous seventh tackle try.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then the second game was when Roosters beat Manly 4-0. A great game. And the doubleheader, 4 hours of entertainment, rugby league, it was sensational. So if they can do that, fitting in all the logistics-wise, I think it'll be a great experience for fans and everyone involved.
Anytime you've got more vacant seats than taken seats, it is ridiculous. Anyway, 1300 01 1170. It is Confession Friday, and I've confessed that I really hate seeing vacant seats. In the meantime...
Digital crowds. When are we going to bring digital crowds?
Really? Is that a thing?
Well, you're looking in the crowd and that you're just seeing faces.
Yeah.
I can't believe we haven't gone down that road yet.
Like, well, we had those cardboard cutouts during COVID.
They were great.
Yeah.
I didn't mind those.
Yeah, I don't mind that either. In the meantime, the rooster of the Pedro variety is on the phone. Hey, Pedro.
Hello, Sugar. How are you going, Sats?
I'm good, Pedro.
I just on that topic, I agree totally, but realising that a Thursday night to try and get kids out to a ground, you are right, Sugar. You're probably better off at a local venue where you can get home pretty quick. I'm hoping next year or later this year, next year, especially with the light rail, it'll be easy to get in and out of Moore Park, and I'll be going and taking the young bloke to more Rooster games, but more along the weekend, Fridays and Saturdays and Sundays. So Thursday night's a nightmare. So you are right, that just looks better and it feels better at a smaller venue. But that's not the reason I rang, boys. I have a confession. I've been sitting on this for a while. I had a specky. I took a specky on the 2nd of October last year for a team other than my team. Like, I backed them, obviously, because I'm a punter, to win the competition. And it's still sitting in my Sportsbet account. And I've got to get this off my chest.
Yep.
I backed the Titans to win the comp.
Oh, what?
Oh, that feels good. Oh, God, I'm glad I got that off my chest.
Wow. Whew. I mean,
is there any way of wiping it off my Sportsbet account? I can't get it off.
Tommy, can we take this out of the podcast? Because
we
want confessions, but not that heavy.
We don't want
Pedro.
To be guilty by association, to be quite honest.
That's a bit good. Heavy. Yeah.
Do you think? I'm glad I got that off my chest. I feel good for the weekend now. Bruce is a one.
Yeah.
You got that off my chest. Thanks, boys. Appreciate that.
No worries, Pedro. That's the whole idea of it. We appreciate your call. 1300 01 1170. I don't need to wish you a good weekend, because you now naturally will. And that's what it's about, Confession Friday, letting something off your chest to really cleanse your soul and allow you to have a guilt-free weekend. That's what we're trying to do. By the way, a birthday today. One small step for man, one giant leap for mankind. Neil Armstrong.
1969.
Yep.
Really?
Yeah, his birthday today. I'll tell you another thing that happened.
Oh, sorry, it's his birthday, not the man walking on the moon.
No. It's actually his birthday, and he's left us a while ago. But I'll tell you another thing. Mm. It's also Obi-Wan Kenobi's birthday, which is Alec Guinness.
Yep.
Who's Sir also Alec left Guinness. Us. Yes, who's also left us. But I'll tell you something, Sats. 1936, where Hitler was working on this white supremacy, you know, and then Jesse Owens completely spoiled the party. He was the absolute shining light there at the Olympics in Germany. He, on this day in 1936, picks up his third gold medal at said Olympics, 200-metre world record, posting a time of 20.7. World record, right? So at the time, and apples are apples, he is the equivalent of Usain Bolt at that time in 1936. So what's that? That's about just about 86 years ago. Jeez, nearly 100 years ago. How many people have bettered that time? How many individuals have had a better time than Jesse Owens in the 85 years or thereabouts? His record.
I'm going to say three.
Three?
Yeah.
2,000 people.
What?
2,000 people.
20.7. I was going to say Lewis, Michael Johnson, Usain Bolt.
But this is the evolution of humans, right? So
that's ridiculous.
So in that time, he is the greatest athlete on the planet. And in that time, 85 years or thereabouts, 2,000 individuals have beaten that time.
It's like the four-minute mile.
Yeah.
Never thought it would ever happen again.
But we look at Usain Bolt now and we go, wow, what an athlete. In 85 years' time, how many people have beaten Usain Bolt's record?
Well, how low can we go in the 100 metres? What is it, 9.6 something at the moment?
But you would have said that about Jesse Owens and the evolution of humans.
In 85 years, are we going to see someone that's run 8.9 seconds?
Well, that's right.
Possibly.
If you were a betting person, which I am, you'd say yes, wouldn't you?
All natural.
Yeah, like they're not the average size, like you think about the forward pack when your dad played. What did he weigh when he was in the forwards?
96 kilos.
Yeah. Now he's a halfback, isn't it? Well, that's the halfbacks now.
Nathan Cleary plays at 94.
Yeah, so we go right now. There's no way in the world there's going to be more than 10 or 12 or 100 people who could beat Usain Bolt in 80. But we might be average of 7 foot in that time. Mm. You know, like it's...
Can I ask, how long before someone breaks Cam Smith's record, 430 games?
My son and I were talking about this last night. And
that might be harder.
Mm.
Joseph Suwali?
Well, but he's got rugby union learning in the background.
Nathan Cleary, is 24 and he's got 140-odd, 50 games?
Yeah, but that's a little bit different, right? So that the faster and quicker the game gets, you'd argue that the harder that's going to become.
Do you know he played, other than his NRL games, test matches, state of origin, he played 530 first class. That's including All-Stars as well. I think 530-something games.
Crazy. And one.
I think the only closest one is probably Beaver, but a lot of those were in the UK Super League as well. Yeah.
Absolutely crazy. Confessions Friday. I've got a big one, and I can't wait to charge into this weekend with this weight off my shoulders. I know you've got a very big one. Mark and phones of the duplicate variety. He's also got a couple here as well. 1300 01 1170. Plenty of text messages. We'll get to those. 0457 736 736. I will say this right now that the leader of the phone
caller of the week.
Call of the week. I'll reveal who that is, but they can be beaten. There's still the best part of an hour and 40 to do so. Only a two-hour show, and then we launch into the coverage, which is the Titans taking on the Melbourne Storm. More to come on The Run Home with Joel and Sats today in the chair for Bears Head.